Leave them on cause I like my woman tall.
You gotta hop my mind. You're hotter than the sun. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up, she watch it all fall. Do that thing up. Anything you want and baby you can have it all. Starting with my last name, now they call you my fall.
Everybody, thanks for listening to S&M Confessions again this week. Love you guys. Black, what's going on?
What up?
Oh, so you see, Mr. Smith, he left me this week. Just for this week, though, not forever.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, people do. I do. So today, what we're going to do is, it's a little bit of a touchy topic, not because people don't do it, because they definitely do, but because they lie about it a whole lot. We're talking sex on a first date this week. That's what we're doing. Do you, don't you, should it be taboo? Are we all grown and just like, forget it, you know, that sort of feel. And then after we get into that, we're going to throw the lovely, lovely, gorgeous Miss Lady Steele in the hot seat. So that should be interesting. Can't wait for that.
Definitely,
So let's get into it. Of course, I will spill my business as well, but let me get into yours first. What do you think about first date sex? Or have you done it? Have you done it and it was great? Have you done it and it was a horrible idea? Give me some stories. Let me get in your business.
There's been a couple times where it's gone down on the first date, like. You know, I don't think it's ever the intention, you know, we're going to get up and, you know, have sex. It's more of a, hey, we're going to get up, we're going to eat, you know, we're going to drink, dance, whatever. And wherever the night goes, yeah. That's where it goes, you know. But, yeah, I've done it. There's times where maybe I shouldn't have, because after that, like, she just felt like we were 100% committed and we were.
Oh,
we were going to be made in shape. You know, so.
Oh, she thought that she did not go together, huh?
Yeah, like she hit me with the morning text, good afternoon text, good evening text, what you doing text.
Oh, wow. You
know.
You must have been slinging something there. Hold on.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't brag about my prowess. You know, I just figured, hey. If it's good, she comes back. If not, hey, you know, keep on keeping on. You know, life's going, dig it.
Very true, very true. Well, I feel like you kind of have to just gauge the situation. You know what I mean? If it's a first date, like blind date, like you don't even know each other type of deal, and, you know, it's a little bit different than, you know, if you guys have hung out before or if you've spoken a whole lot and you already know there's that chemistry, and once you finally meet face-to-face, it's like, ah, shit, I can't contain myself, you know? There's a little bit of a difference there, but yes, a couple times I've had sex. The first time that I ever had first date sex was rather interesting. We didn't date for that long, but, you know, I wouldn't say there were any negative consequences from it. Like, we were definitely cool. There were no major issues. I was just, you know, 19 or 20 at the time, and it was not trying to be in a 20,000-year relationship, so that's why that ended. Then you have the next time I had first date sex, shout out to my ex and two kids.
Well, goddamn, well, shit.
that was a 5.5-year ordeal. Yeah, and, you know, it's been some years since then, and Yeah, I kind of recently had first date sex again. Yeah, I think and not be emotional, obviously, because, you know, as we discussed your little, you know, sex does not mean, you know,
word,
the
right?
ready to propose, and, you know, that's kind of crazy. So I want everybody to call in, share their stories, or ask their questions, you know, if they're first virgins. 347-857-4302, and you got to press 1 to get through to me, or you're just going to be sitting here listening to my wonderful radio voice / phone sex operator / whatever people tell me I have going on here.
Well, there's a reason why, you know.
So let me, you know what, I'm so rude. Let me pause for a second and ask you, how did the 5-year anniversary of pregame radio go at the Holland House, man? Tell me about it. I'm so sad I wasn't able to be there.
All right. First of all, shout out to everybody who came through to the Holland House. You know, as per the press release on the Facebook fan page, you know, we got hit with mad curveballs. You know, we ended up not getting the show started until like 10:30 due to the Stanley Cup playoffs and shit. You know, and
yeah, wow.
We was, and a whole bunch of us in there, we there hoping they don't go to overtime. We're like, come on, Rangers, somebody win, because the score was tied for a minute. So we was like, come on. And then next thing you know, the Rangers just bust out like 4 more goals and shit, and it was 5-1, and we went like, hey, look, these other niggas ain't coming back. So we got started. Once we got started, it was pretty cool, and due to a couple of entities and people with power getting overly emotional, XYZ, we got cut short, unfortunately. That meant, you know, Cabal is going to perform. But all in all, you know, all in all, it was a great night. Everyone who showed up had fun, and, you know, we definitely, like, backed the house out. Like, it was at a point where there were less people there watching hockey and more people there for the event. So it was definitely a great turnout. You know, and like I said, shout out to the staff at Holland House, Dave, Adrian, Roberto behind the bar, Ronnie, who was real helpful as far as seating people and making sure everything was kept together and not spread out about the place. So yeah, it was definitely a good event.
I love to hear that it ended up, you know, going well. Can make it, but you know, there definitely will be another 5 years. I can feel it, and it's going to be even bigger then. So, shout out to
pregame. Well, let's take it one baby step at a time. Let's get to 6, and we take it from there. Like,
oh, I'll be there for the 6, though. You know, I'm moving back to New York.
Yeah, because I'll be getting breakfast more regularly then.
Oh, you gonna show up at my house? What you cooking?
Yeah, I can fill my own damn Tupperware.
You know, my brothers do that, so I guess I'm used to it. But yeah, glad all that went well. But back to my recent first date sex story. Okay, so
oh wait, and that night I was definitely looking for a first date. I was definitely looking.
Wow.
So back to your story. Did I lose Alicia? Yes, we did. Send some confessions with our office, Alicia. I'm going to put from Black 347-857-4302. While we get up back, we're going to take a moment to say happy birthday to the great Heavy D. And you know, we're going to play this song, we'll be right back.
Alright. This one goes out to all lovers and animals. You know what I'm saying? You know, express my feelings right about now on the way I like to do things. See y'all.
once again, happy birthday, Heavy D. We got Ms. Misha back in the building, and she was telling us about her story.
I was. By the way, shout out to Heavy D, definitely a hometown boy for most of my family. I'm from Long Island, but the rest of them are from Money Earning Mount Vernon, so shout out to him on his birthday. Very sad story. Hope his wife and daughter are doing well. My awesome most recent first date sex story.
Oh, wow, she said awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. It really was. But once again, you can't hit people with the "we go together." You just kind of got to let things flow. But it's definitely going to happen again. I can tell you that much. But it was just like, it was an impromptu hangout session. You know, I was going to be in the area. So we met up. Shout out to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey Whiskey. Had a few drinks. And after hanging out for a little while, we got it popping. And I'm not mad. I'm actually not mad. It was a beautiful thing. But I feel like I'm 30 years old, and I can kind of gauge where I'm going with things. You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody I definitely just thought was a fling, or somebody I was grabbing with, I wouldn't be throwing bots everywhere. But to zone, do you think that there are any cases in where you just shouldn't, you know, have this?
Yeah, there's always a case where it shouldn't happen. You know, 80% of the cases of it happening, it shouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the liquor play a role and all that good shit, and people ain't wrapped up, and there's a baby, and parents don't know each other, and it's sex-wise. I mean, there's a lot of cases where first day sex shouldn't happen, you know. And that's why I always say,
yeah.
You know, I always say, you know, don't be a fool, rap your cool, you know. And then, you know, troublesome things come out of it. That's where you get these toxic-ass relationships and, you know, things of that nature, especially when it's, like, blind date and then it ends up being sex, you know.
Well, see, that I haven't done yet. I haven't done the, oh, you know, we've never kicked it or we've never talked before.
Nah, because it's just like you just met somebody and you like, they can get it.
No, I'm not saying that it's wrong to do that. I'm saying I haven't, you know, done first date with somebody that I just met. But I mean, I feel like you said, if both parties are consenting and they're both mature enough to handle, all right, we're about to smash the first day ever meeting each other, then by all means. But if you don't get that vibe from a person and you don't know how they're,
hey, you trying to push the issue. Because it's all,
you know,
it's all on reading the vibe and filling out the body language and shit like that. Because sometimes, you know, you just meet the first person, like, yeah, they cool, but, nah, I don't want to see what that mouth do yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then sometimes, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see what happens with this by the end of the night. You know, so
yeah.
It all just depends. It depends on the flow of the night, the flow between the two of them, you know. And now society has made such a stigma of what to be so wrong, you know, but now we're coming in to, you know, well, we're 50 years into the 21st century and fucking, you know, sex is not so much less taboo anymore with, you know, legalistic gay marriage and things of that nature. So sex and all that English is getting more mainstream life. So now sex on the first day is not as risque as it was, say, 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
You know. Because, you know, because nowadays we got girls proud to be known as side chicks. We got dudes proud to be known for eating ass. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, wait,
well, back then, you know, you asked a girl back in the day, hey, you eat pussy? No, I don't do that. This is disgusting. No, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But now.
Yeah.
You know,
very
true. So first day sex is now more so becoming part of the norm. you know, especially with things like the back page and shit.
Wow, which I don't even, man, listen. But, you know, to each his own. The back page is getting a lot of business. So apparently somebody likes it, and if they like it, you know, whatever. But, yeah, like you said, there's a lot less stigma around first date sex now. I would just be super careful.
Or if they
just like you said. Because not only because of the mental aspect, but you guys, like, make sure you're wrapping it up. You don't know what this person got. What they told you is not always correspondent with their medical records. Yeah, she's lying about being on birth control. So everybody, you know, practice first date sex safety. I've heard stories about that. So just meeting somebody and having sex with them for the first time and end up getting knocked up. So, yeah, we've got that whole section going on.
Gotta be careful.
But could you imagine that, having to pay child support after a one-night stand? Oh, my God.
And you know what? That happens more common than you think. It's more common than you think. Dudes like, yo, pull out game strong. All right.
I need people to, you know, go back and, you know, do their sexual health or sex ed, whatever they call it in your school, just do a refresher course, because even if you pull out, still a chance.
Where is that?
Oh, you got to be super responsible with that. But, no, I think it's really, it's up to the two people at hand. And like I said, where everybody's grown, I don't really think that there's any, you know, unless you're religious or your belief practices are like, don't have sex before marriage at all, I'm just like, why not?
Nah. You know, because in my experiences, I've learned that the highly religious, the strict ones, they are the ones quick to give it up on a first date.
Oh, for the freak.
Them preacher's kids, they ain't listen.
But why not? Go for it. You know, my mom and I were very open with each other. We were very cool, and she always felt like, you know, if she taught me things, then I wouldn't be out here, you know, learning them in the street. So we had to talk when I was younger. And, you know, we're not a seriously religious family, so that wait until marriage stuff out the window. But she told me to that it's best to test drive before you buy. And I kind of agree. Like, wouldn't you agree that, like, waiting super long for
and then
sex,
you're getting,
and
you're like,
okay,
what the hell?
You're in this deep relationship, or, you know, for the religious people, you're married, and then you're like, ugh, wait, what?
So
I would be so upset.
Would you? Like, so you say, like, say you wouldn't do job out 6 months a year, but, you know, there's no sex, none of that shit. And, you know, after that, you guys have the first time, and it's bad. But, you know, you're so committed, you're so in love. You going to stay, or you going to hope he gets it?
Well, you know what? I think that that's different. If you're in love with somebody, you got to at least try to work it out. I mean, if it doesn't improve, if they're trying ever so hard, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's every man for himself out there. But I wouldn't leave, no. And I think that if you're in love with the person, you have all this chemistry, and you find out the sex is whack, in your mind, you are going to be disappointed. I don't think that means that you're going to leave, though. Like, you know, there are lots of there are lots of different factors in quote-unquote whack sex. I mean, it could have been just that the first time was awkward. It could have been that, you know, they just don't know you and your body yet and your likes and dislikes. So I feel like, you know, there needs to be a trial period where you kind of, you know, let them know what you like and try to coach them through it. You know, if you love them, then you're trying to you're going to try to help them out a little bit, give them a little push.
Oh, snap.
So to answer your question, no, I don't think I would just be out, but I would be like,
the world needs more compassionate people like you. The world needs more compassionate people like you. See, that's what it takes.
Well,
but hey, I'll confess, it's happened to me. You know, I was
and
with a girl. We ain't do it. That first time we did it, we were both like, what the hell did we wait for? You know, and me at the time, I was set, you know, working through, but she was like, you know what, this ain't working out. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Well, you know, like I said, there's differences. You can tell if it's just going to be whack and they have no technique, blah, blah, blah. Or you can tell where sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes it's awkward on the first time because you may like stuff that's completely different end of the spectrum from what I like, so you don't know and you're trying to figure out, and you know, that can make stuff, you know, kind of crazy the first time, so you figure each other out. It's different when, I mean, you have to start from the beginning and you're like drawing diagrams and writing notes on the board, like there is a difference. But I feel like half of it is being patient and teaching your partner, and the other half is your partner wanting to learn and wanting to figure out your likes and dislikes, figure out your body and stuff like that. So, I mean, the first time sex can be weird on its own. I guess that's why people don't indulge in first date sex. That's another reason. Because, I mean, if you have sex on the first date, you're literally getting every first impression. You're just meeting. You're just dating. You're going out and hanging out with a person for the first time. And you've got, this is just so good or whack sex all there, right at a front. So what if, you know, what if one component is good for you and the other two aren't? So, you know, what if you like the girl and the date was very cool, but the sex was bad? Or, you know, when the girl was kind of quiet and the date was okay, but the sex was bomb afterward. Like, what do you do in those situations where one component works out and the other one doesn't? I mean, if you don't like the girl so much, but y'all both kind of still want to smash after, do you do it? Or do you avoid it to, you know,
then
not
we just
have
keep
the
it like
headache?
That, you know, we just keep it like that. We try to be civil and public and anything like that, but when it's time to get together, then we just get together, you know. It is what it is.
Very true.
You know, just leave it for what it is and possibly let it develop or let it, you know, come into its own. And it may be something good, or it may be save yourself a whole bunch of trouble. You know, that's why you don't force the issues. You don't push it. You just let it go, let it flow. You know, build your initial foundation and just let it flow from it.
Yeah. Very true. I have a horror story where somebody tried to get the first date sex, but I wasn't having it. So, hilarious enough, my mom set me up with some guy that I forget where she was when she met him, but he happened to be my same age, and I had just moved to Atlanta. I agreed to meet up with the dude. Totally not my type, but I'm like, okay, cool, maybe he's a nice guy. We go out, movies, dinner, you know, billiards afterwards. We play pool afterwards.
Billiards.
The guy's yeah, we go to a little place that's all that, you know, they have all that stuff here because, you know, it's country. but, yeah, so we're hanging out. We hung out through the movies and through dinner, and it was, you know, personality was on zero, so I wasn't really having a good time. We go to play pool, and he does the let me lean over your back and, you know, guide their pool cues for you so I can keep
you. Oh, he was just trying to rub up on your butt.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, like, please don't. One, I don't like when people I don't know touch me. And two, I've been a badass pool player since I was, like, 12. I don't really need these instructions right now.
But
oh, my God.
Know that. See, I'm about to give you, inshallah, into the God's playbook right now. All right? And when we do a shot like that, like a head-to-head thing, like pool, basketball, hell, even video games, you know what I'm saying? That's just, right. We're already going to go in with the assumption that you don't know how to play. So therefore, we're going to incorporate somehow trying to grind on you to get you. So, like, if we're at the arcade and they were busted and you were on the joystick to try to play, I'm going to come up behind you and guide your hands on the joysticks and whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're playing pool and you're bent over taking a shot, yeah, I'm going to try to, you know, reach over with you to help you keep it straight, give you some extra force behind it, you know, and let you feel the force behind you.
Oh, hey. Well, well, my question is, like, when you don't see any chemistry popping off, do you still move in with that, or do you still swoop in for the kill? Or?
No, because it don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's no chemistry, like, say, if we're playing billiards, right, and I come up behind you to do that patented trick shot shit, and you, like, bump your lower shoulder back or whatever, cool. We'll keep playing because I'm not a type of hospitable person. You know, we'll carry on the rest of our day because I ain't going to be taking like a world book run out. You know, but I know then, hey, it ain't going to work. Or I just need to try a different approach.
My thing is, he was one of those really insistent guys, and I know how I can get, so I tried so hard to be nice, and I'm just like, oh, no, no, I've been playing pool for a while, you know, like, I got it, you know, and I'm trying so hard not to say, nigga, if you don't raise up, like, right now, like, give me my 5 feet or I'm going to throw an elbow. Like, I didn't want to do that. So, I mean, maybe he just wasn't privy to the dating scene. Oh, well, let me say this. This wasn't, like, yesterday when I was, like, you know, we weren't, like, 30 or whatever. I think he was 21 at the time, something like that. But still, I mean, do you have no dating experience where you can't bounce off the other person, see if they're failing you or not? I mean, he just went straight for the putting his weight on me. I'm like, wait a minute. You can't do that. Like, you can't swoop in for the, yeah, I'm about to smash this tonight, and nah. You must say I lost that phone number. and I never let anyone set me up on a blind date ever again. But you gave me a horror story for first date. Do you have any good stories?
Do I have a horror story?
No, you gave me a horror story where the girl got all attached or whatever, but
do I have a good one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good one. Hell, I had a couple of great ones. Shit. All
right.
Well, I can't really count it as first date, but, you know, one of my many hustles, you know, there's this one exclusive event that I do for this indie rock band. You know, and of course, what do rock fans bring? Rock fans bring groups, you know what I mean? Even though this band is a dope fool, like, you could just walk up to a band and then start talking. I'm like, yo, you know, the girl is, she was not for whatever. Like, yo, you want me bad? Well, you know. How much you want to eat? You know, and the band members are hip to it, you know, so they play along. And so I was like, hey, John, this is Allison. Allison, you know, she just wanted to come up first and let you know that she's a fan of the band. Oh, yeah, cool, I'll sign stuff for you, you know. And after that, she, oh my God, how did I date you? It's like, you know.
Okay. Interesting. Let me stay away from you.
Oh, no. I need that bad nation.
You promise. I can't be having you for real making me get up and make you breakfast in the morning. Come on now.
Well, see, if you make me breakfast in the morning after the night, that would be because it was a great night.
Hey.
So, either way, it's beneficial. It's a win-win situation.
Very true. Very true. And I probably would not be. So, on the other side, do you believe in wait periods? Like, have you ever dated a chick that she's like, oh no, like, you gotta give me 30 days or 90 days, whatever these chicks out here front and tell men? Has anyone ever hit you with that? Like, nah, I don't have sex before this time period.
Yeah, I get that, you know, being a cross-carrying member of the Ugly Nigga Nation, you know, rejection comes with the textbook. You know, and sometimes she just will say XYZ just to get you to not push that issue anymore. Or to get you to stop trying, just ain't gonna happen. So going that route is kind of like the nice way of saying, please fall back to the prison you're trying to get out of. You know.
Yeah, I don't feel like how do you gauge that it's time to give someone something? Like, I feel like that's a case by case thing. Not a everybody has to wait, you know, 3 months, 2 weeks. 4 hours.
Yeah, see, that's Steve Harvey influencing people. You know what I'm saying? That's
Steve Harvey.
You know, the man that had more divorces than anything. But he the one that told you, oh, don't have such 90 days and XYZ.
Yeah, so.
But, our hot seat victim is in the building.
Oh, hey. Hi, ladies.
Hey, what's up, guys? Please don't hate me. I'm so sorry. I've been all over the place, but I'm here now. I'm ready.
I bet you've been all over the place. It's been real busy for you, but it hasn't been too long. I think, what are you, like, maybe 4 minutes late, so we can't beat you to that.
You know what I mean?
I guess the first part of your hot seat is you can chime in on today's topic. What are your thoughts about first date sex, or have you had it? If you did, what was the outcome? Any good, any bad?
I have lots of first date sex, to be honest. My ex-husband and I were first date sex, and then next thing you know, married for like 7-8 years. I don't really believe in waiting. I think that's kind of dumb. For me, it is. I'm not going to knock anybody else that's out there waiting, but I know the type of men that I like and the type of men that I attract, they are not juvenile enough to think that just because we want to exchange carnal energy the first time that we meet, that lessens me as a woman. So I don't subscribe to that. I'm all for fucking whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, and I was telling Black that my mom kind of, and I were very cool, and we talked to each other, and she taught me about the strive before you buy method also, because, I mean, what if you're with somebody and you wait that 90 days and you're all serious, and then their sex is not something that you could ever deal with?
There's no way in hell that I could be doomed to a life full of, no, not going to happen. I need to know beforehand as well.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't have issues with first date sex at all because I think everybody's grown and they should be able to, you know,
I mean,
they should be able to each other out.
I've never had a guy be like, no, Alex, I want to wait. It sounds bad, but I think if I were to encounter that guy, I'd side-eye the shit out of him.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't trust him, unfortunately.
I wouldn't either. Wouldn't you? Okay, this is the first thing that pops up in my mind when the dude's like, wait, we got to wait. I feel like he kind of still has another girl somewhere out there or something else is going on why he can't smash
No, because even a dog, is going to want to fuck multiple at the same time. He's not going to be, oh, no, we got to wait. I'm going to think he might have something or he's gay. Like, there's, like, mad. I just don't trust it. First off,
yeah.
You're going to ruin it. I'm never going to want to talk to you again because I'm going to take it personal like it's me. And I'm going to feel like you rejected me. And it's, again, it's not a great character trait to have, but it's me, and I know me. So you do that, I'm going to think it's rejection, and I'm going to erase you from my life. Like, there isn't going to be a wait, because that's never going to come again.
Wow, ouch. So they're out of there. So, I guess your best first date sex story would kind of in that marriage, then, wouldn't it? I was going to ask you, what's your best first date sex story and what's your kind of first date sex horror story?
I guess the best case scenario would be the fact that, you know, we had sex. I literally moved in the same day, too. Like, I only went back home once to get my clothes.
Oh.
But, then, you know, we got married like 4 years later. Worst case, it was just horrible, and I blocked them from my life. I just left. I don't really even count them, to be honest. I'm one of those. If it's bad, I erase it. Like, who's going to tell me any different? You weren't there. You don't know that it happened. You don't even know that I know this person. So, as far as I'm concerned, it never happened.
I mean, was the sex whack? Was the connection whack?
Everything was just bad. how about, I know I kind of live blogged about it once, but this old guy, old white dude was, you know, down there and he was hurting me.
Oh.
And he took my flinches of pain as pleasure, so he kept going even, and it was just, it was bad, like, to the point where my reflexes kicked in and I started slapping the shit out of him. But he thought it was, like, good. I was like, no. I think that's one of my worst.
Oh, my God. So, wow, do you believe in telling them that they're not doing so well?
I told him. I told him. No, it wasn't like I was. When I start having to physically assault you, it's because I verbalize in every form that you're not doing right.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, those white guys are interesting. I had one that loved to be beaten up during sex, so he might have still thought that, okay, she's like,
yeah,
it.
But
she's
not when you're. Not when you're down there. Like, I like to administer my beatings differently. Not when you could potentially gnaw off my whole vagina. No.
Yeah, and you would think if they're older, they would kind of, you know their way around the bed.
No, they don't, because there's this weird cycle of life that goes around where, you know, women are very insecure. So they think that if they sleep with a guy and it's not right, or it doesn't feel right, but like 8,000 other women said that they're like Casanova in bed. They think something's wrong with them and they're scared to go against the grain and say that person's whack. That person goes throughout life, you know, with a Casanova reputation. Meanwhile, he's fucking whack as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, time out. Aren't you missing a co-host? Isn't there somebody else that's supposed to be on tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is that Black?
Yes, Black. He's my
friend. I'm talking about Mr.
No, he's
I'm Mr. Black tonight.
Whatever. Let's get this hot seat going. What you guys got for me?
Okay, so what was the I'm interested in digging a little farther now. What's the most odd, and it doesn't have to be necessarily freaky or gross or anything. What's a weird fetish that you have? It could be about sex. It could be about men in general. What's just something that, God, it does it for you?
A weird fetish that I have? I don't. This is the thing. I'm at a crossroads right now, and I think a lot of the stuff that I used to like are kind of phasing out, you know, because there's like a little love in me, you know, creeping up in there. But also, I'm not as angry as I used to be. So, but before, I mean, I had one guy that I used to make him watch me violate other guys. And by violate, either I'd strap up on them or I'd buy like the biggest toy I could and just like ram it up there, no mercy. Like, and he'd watch.
Whoa.
It was very therapeutic in its own way.
Like, where's the bro button?
I don't know. It's something about stripping a man of his masculinity that's somewhat of a turn on. Couldn't be my man. Recreationally. I don't know. There's power in having a penis, even if it's plastic.
Wow. I guess my next question is, what kind of man attracts ladies feel physically? What do you just see and you're like, I have to have
that? Hey, attention, fellas.
I don't have a physical type. I just know him when I see him. Although I do have a strong liking to extremely thick eyebrows. For some reason, that just turns me on. I love good teeth. I have no preference, light or dark. I do like tall, but I can't, you know, there's not a build a perfect man for Lady Steel workshop. It's not out there. If you line up all of my exes, they're all different.
Yeah, a lot of mine are different, but I think one thing that you can say about all of them is that they're taller than me. I can't do the short, you know, I'm a tall girl, so I can't do the short guy thing. Well,
I'm a short girl, but they're definitely tall.
And I like arms.
Oh, yeah. Yes, arms. How could I forget that? Arms are like what ass is to guys, I think. Arms are very big. And then if they have veins, but not too many veins. You can't look like a fucking leaf. Just, you know, the nice, powerful veins, like a heroin addict would love it if they had that vein, that type of vein.
It's so funny because this one guy that I had sex with told me that we had been drinking a little bit before, and he recapped sex with me afterwards and told me exactly how many times I felt on his arms during the course of the night. I had no clue I was doing it, but I, for some reason, made this.
Yeah, I molest arms. I'm very... Guys, you have to understand, scrawny arms are not ends. Scrawny arms are not sexy. Arms represent security, and they're just sensual, like to hold on to feel them wrapped in. You know, even give the illusion, like if some shit happens, you could knock somebody out, you know?
Right.
Scrawny arms are not the move.
They're not. And also, I can guarantee that neither Lady Steel nor I are, you know, little flimsy 110-pound chicks. So, you know, we want to get it popping in the bedroom a little bit.
Very, very true. I don't know why, but some people think...
Oh, so y'all want to be tossed around and shit.
I don't know about the tossing, because I got, you know, height issues or whatever, but I just need to know that you're not going to... Like, you can do some things. That's all.
Right.
But you're not going to be picking me up, eating me. That's not happening.
But it's
I don't want that.
I think, and for me, it's also, you know, a self-conscious thing. For me, I don't want to be checking on you to see if I'm hurting you, you know, because you're all funny.
Yeah,
and it's funny,
it's even like the scrawny torsos, I don't like those either, especially when you're riding. The torso's too scrawny. You don't know if you're breaking them or not. Not cool. Or if you're even, like, you know, squatting over them and, you know, pounding down on the dick, you don't know if you're going to, if you're hurting them. I need somebody that's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
y'all
look like y'all could
just
both get a hit.
And I used to like swimmer, but, you know, still athletic, but I used to like the swimmer guys, or maybe that's just what likes me, but as I get older, I'm appreciating the thicker build.
I did one scrawny guy. One scrawny guy, and no matter how much he ate, he just gained nothing, and his arms were not the arms of security, but he owned a gun, so that more than made up for it. That's it. And skinny guys, for whatever reason, God decides, all right, we'll just give you this fucking can of air, this Arizona can as a dick, so go forth and be great. For some reason, they are always packing.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with skinny dudes, but hey. But it's great when you find that balance, you know what I mean? Like, they've got, you know, size to them, and they have size to them, if you know what I'm talking about. So no, I've been to somebody 6'6", nothing.
Yeah, I've encountered one of those too, and I was 16. I was, as a young girl, I was very wild. I was very fast. I was very thoughtish. A few guys pulled R. Kelly's, and they didn't know. I think as now that I'm older, I think they knew, but they were just going along with it just to go along with it. But there's one guy. He was must have been like 6'7". Looked like
wait,
one of the
Hold on.
Well, okay, time out. When I say pulled an R. Kelly, I don't mean pissed on me. I meant that I was underage. Okay, Jesus Christ.
I hate
water.
His finger was
hey,
on
just had to be clear. Yes, it was.
But he's like 6'7". I'm like 16. I'm enamored because he's like the cutest thing to me ever. And believe it or not, this was a dare. I wasn't even supposed to be sleeping with him. I was supposed to be just drawing his dick, you know. I was heavy into my drawing. He was supposed to be a live model. And then I went, and it was like, I couldn't help but giggle. Like, I have a lot more control now because I'm more considerate of people's feelings. But I wasn't then. As a kid, you don't really grasp the full concept of people's feelings. So I remember, like, like, what kind of magic trick are you doing right now?
Oh, no. You see it. Now you don't.
And it's huge. But he, like, pisses on his balls. Like, it was not there. I've seen baby penises before. And it was like somebody took one and just put it there. But he had, like, these fucking giant elephantitis balls.
No, poor thing. Oh,
so, yeah, that was, he was the one-inch wonder. That's pretty bad.
Okay, I guess my next question is, I was having a conversation about this the other day because, the conversation started off about Henny Dick, and I was just like, well, yeah, but I can't drink the Hennessy with you because I hate Hennessy. What drink gets you in the mood? Like, what do you sip on before you have a hot, hissy, wonderful sex session?
It depends on what kind of sex I'm trying to go for, but, I guarantee you it will not be Hennessy. For whatever reason, Hennessy and me, we just don't get along that well. It's probably going to be, it's a toss-up between sake, vodka, and Merlot. Because those are like my three musketeers. See, sake is a very mellow, I'm going to be full submission type of fuck. Merlot is going to be sensual yet aggressive. And vodka is going to be, I know you're in control, but I'm going to act like I don't, and tug of war. tequila now is just going to be, we're going to try to emulate some stuff we see on TV, even though we know it's not going to really work in real life. But why not?
Let's be fake porn stars. Thank you.
I've almost died during sex, so I know.
Wait, what?
Wait, hold on. You got to tell that story.
Yeah, we got,
really
you know, we got like 8 minutes left. What happened?
It's just really about the position. You know, you find yourself in weird positions when you're hanging off the bed. You know, when your head is like kind of hanging off the bed and they don't stop, and then you end up closer to the ground. And that moment when you're on the ground and all your body, like you're doing a headstand without really doing it, a lot of things bad could happen.
Oh, and you want your neck?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Neck could have easily snapped.
Oh, that's a power driver.
It was very close. There is an actual name for the position. I have to find the illustration, but yeah, it was weird. Definitely never revisit it again and would not. That was Patron dick. That was Patron we had that
Patron
night.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's in Patron, but
Patron and Hennessy just make men just completely, you know, forget about the fact that she has to, you know, have air in her lungs to live. I'm just gonna wild out.
Patron had me go streaking and run to my neighbor's house at like 4 a.m, barefoot, no pants, no panties, just a little tiny t-shirt and a bra on.
And where was
that? And I don't know, huh? I was in California.
Where was that?
I was in California. Her husband opened up the door and he's like, Danny, come here. And she's like, oh my God, sweetie, what happened? Did somebody do something to you? Did they touch you? And I'm like, I don't know. I was mumbling. I was talking shit. I'm like, of course people touch me. Everybody wants to touch me. Blah, blah. She's like, no. And then her sons wake up and they're like 2 and 4, two little white boys. They look like mini Hitlers. And they wake up and they're like, so why don't you have on clothes? I'm like, because we don't need clothes. And I crawled into the house, and I'm just, like, waving my legs, open and close, my wow, all out. She sent her husband to my house to check on everything, make sure my dog was fine, whatever. I just know that I woke up the next morning in her guest room with some pajamas, no shoes. And she came with me to the house, and I had made it home with a bottle of wine, but none of my credit cards and none of my ID.
Oh, that's awesome.
So then we end up going to my job, and I realize my job is open, so nobody locked up. Everybody was fucked up. My boss was in the office fucked up. The staff was in the other office fucked up. And there was like a trail. Like, I found everything throughout the different parts. We had a huge party that day. So we were just getting fucked up, all of us. And, yeah, that's what ended up happening. So I slowed down on Patron as well.
Wow. So Patron, ending out our night on a wonderful story. My goodness. Thank you so much for telling us your business, Lady Steele. I love it. And everybody, listen to her on Wednesday, you know, 10 to 12.
I do have to clarify, because we have been on hiatus the past 2 weeks as I've been getting a lot of things together. So I don't want to put that out there yet. Possibly next week, I think, is when we're going to return. And tomorrow, Memorial Day, you can definitely catch me at the Holland House for the Salute the Runway fashion show, 7 p.m., 267 Fifth Avenue at 30th Street in Midtown Manhattan.
Yes, you guys definitely hit that up. And I think tomorrow we got Angels vs. Music Mondays going down. Is that noon yet?
Yeah.
So you guys listen in at noon. I know you don't have to be at work, so make sure you catch her tomorrow.
Everybody, business professionals tomorrow now.
Yes. and everybody, thank you so much for listening to me ramble once again tonight on Afternoon Confessions. You guys have a good night, a wonderful holiday, and I'm going to leave you with the throwback to Jam 2 on your way out.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Play that shit.
No, stop. Y'all let me have it. That's my word.
Okay,
y'all,
I'm
y'all
sorry. I got to be more considerate of you.
Damn, we got technical difficulties and stuff?
At the end of it.
Damn, it's my phone.
Don't worry, I got it. I got it.
I know you
Shout out to Black Oak. Congratulations, 5 years, pregame radio anniversary. Party that went down on Friday at the Holland House.
Oh, lady still damn near choked me out in front of everybody on stage.
No, I didn't.
But I mean, like, she looked cute, though, that she can do that.
Did I really? I was kind of like, pissy, so if I did, you got to remind
she
me.
She had me in the headlock, and I'm like.
He's such a liar. There's no way.
That's where there's video footage.
No, there isn't.
There is video footage of Lady Steele choking me out at the Freaking Radio 5-year anniversary party. Shout out to Pedro at Rock Zone Media for capturing everything like it was. It was bananas, ladies and gentlemen.